It's been said that the story of Prague is told in stone, and it's quite a yarn, spanning 1,000 years. Pick up any guidebook, and the first thing you'll learn about this city is how it's lasted. Through wars, plagues, communism, revolution, Prague has survived with hardly a scratch.
The result is brilliantly preserved architecture, some of the best in the world, and, for once, a city that doesn't look out of place. On a box of chocolates.
And as with any really good box of chocs, everyone wants some. Prague's not a big place, 1.25 million people live here, but 4.5 million visitors come here every year for the picture postcard experience. For the best views, head for the Castle Mount, or Hradčany. To get there, you have to battle your way across Prague's number one attraction. The Charles Bridge is to this city what the Eiffel Tower is to Paris. It's a lovely bit of medieval stonework and a great place for a few pics. Prague Castle was originally built back in the 800s. Nazis and communists have operated out of here, and since 1989, it's been the seat of the Czech president, though he doesn't live here. The other big star of the Castle Mount is the St. Vitus Cathedral.
Now, I've been reading up on my architectural styles, and I can tell you that that is a lovely bit of Gothic, what with all the flying buttresses. But what's really surprising is how long it took to build. Started in 1344, finished in 1929. Lovely, but I don't think I'd get them to do my bathroom.
Over in the old town, the 15th century astronomical clock always draws a crowd. It's just off the old town square, one of the most spectacular public places in Central Europe, packed with tourists in summer and a magical market at Christmas.
This is Prague's new town square called Wenceslas Square, and it was here in 1989 that more than 250,000 people gathered to overthrow the communist regime in what's known as the Velvet Revolution.